You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Among the San Joaquin Valley's community of Punjabi Sikhs, there are lots of reasons people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
So I got it first just to see how it, like, the outcome would be. Then, like, one by one, my family got it until it was my grandma's turn.
Talked to my family. They already got it. Everybody was vaccinated already, and I was the one left. So I said, okay, if you guys are doing good, I can also do good.
I don't want to die.
But there's another reason many are getting their shots. FM89's Carrie Klein takes us to a Sikh temple known as a Gurdwara in West Fresno.
The Sikh Institute of Fresno looks much like it did pre-COVID. At this three-story salmon-colored Gurdwara, people stream in and out of the main worship hall, some in saris and kurtas, some in t-shirts and jeans. While they circle the room, a trio of men playing harmoniums and tabla drums sing hymns known as kirtan. Outside, people wait in long lines for bubbling trays of vegetable curry, lentils, and roti on the way to the langar hall, a common area where they can eat and catch up with friends. But on this day, classrooms with chalkboards and bright posters that are typically used for Sunday school have been repurposed. Sitting in one of them is 13-year-old Navleen Kaur.
A lot of people are, getting sick, and for them, we are getting vaccine, so we'll be okay. We'll not be sick.
Kaur is in the observation area of a pop-up clinic, and she just got her first dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
It was just okay. It was like someone pinched you. No, it doesn't hurt.
Her cousin Anmol Kaur, also 13, sits behind her.
Why did you want to get your vaccine?
I don't want to be sick, and I want the coronavirus to end, so that's why.
These cousins are among more than 1,500 people who have been vaccinated at Sikh Gurdwaras from Fresno to Bakersfield. Many of those were organized by Nandeep Singh, who's also here today.
What's up, Baldeep? Good, how's life after graduation?
Singh runs the nonprofit advocacy group Jakara Movement. A year ago, the organization joined the Fresno County COVID-19 Equity Project to help protect the community from the virus.
Very early on at the time of the pandemic, we had raised quite a bit of alarm bells.
One alarm bell? Very little public health information is available in Punjabi, even though it's one of the most common languages spoken in the valley, and so many of its speakers are essential workers in agriculture and trucking. At least 4 Punjabi Sikhs died during COVID outbreaks at poultry plants in Fresno and Merced counties. So these pop-up clinics are one way Singh's organization is bringing culturally competent virus outreach to his community.
We've had billboards, we've commissioned Punjabi music songs, so we've really tried sort of an all hands-on-deck approach.
Singh says the vaccine concerns he's heard from community members are common everywhere, like how quickly it was developed and its potential side effects. But many Punjabi speakers feel their concerns just aren't being addressed by health authorities.
And if you're only telling people vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate without answering their questions, people start digging in their heels after a while because they feel like they're being shamed into a particular action.
As a result, many haven't been vaccinated yet, though Singh mostly characterizes them as vaccine curious rather than vaccine hesitant. Dr. Kenny Bond agrees.
I find the Punjabi community wholly fairly accepting of it. They have less resistance to vaccines.
Bond is an assistant dean at UCSF Fresno. He runs the med school's vaccine clinics, including a traveling van known as Mobile Heal. It's hosted hundreds of pop-up vaccine clinics around the county, including this one today. He says bringing vaccines directly to these communities, staffed by people who speak their language, can help fill the voids left by conventional outreach. It's a tool that can be used beyond the pandemic.
COVID has really forced us to do things that we should have been doing for decades from a public health standpoint. And we're hoping that COVID has allowed us to create some infrastructure with these groups.
So are these clinics having an impact? It's hard to tell. Government agencies classify race in broad categories, like Asian, so it's unclear what the vaccination rate and infection rate are, specifically among Punjabis. Plus, vaccinated people can opt out entirely of self-identifying their race and ethnicity. Nevertheless, Gudi Ranu, an educator at this Fresno Gurdwara, believes these clinics are important. She's also the co-founder of the Sikh Women's Organization of Central California. And she says bringing vaccines to people where they are can be the deciding factor for those who are curious or on the fence.
Sometimes you don't even think about it. Like, my friend is having it, I'm going to have it.
Especially if that friend speaks your language and visits the same gurdwara that you do. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.
This story was reported in collaboration with the Documenting COVID-19 Project at Columbia University's Brown Institute for Media Innovation.